walk. Go out for a walk or stroll, something like that.
Okay. And you would say, a man would say that his children consist of his sons and his
daughters.
Okay. A woman who's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pretty.
Anything else?
Ready? Well, if she's in the 9 months, my grandmother used to say she ready to get down.
Yeah.
Or she's ready for labor or something like that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people say she's expecting?
Yeah, she's expecting.
Mm-hmm. What about in the family way? She's in the family way? Haven't heard that. What about, say, a girl who's going to have a baby, but she's not married? Have you ever heard people talk about her condition in that way?
She's going to have an illegitimate child or something like that.
Yeah.
No good.
But her or the baby?
Her. Yeah. Usually, but, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a woman who you could call to help with the delivery if a doctor's not available?
A midwife.
Yeah. Do you know if they still have any around?
They might, but I don't know of any.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a boy has the same color eyes as his father and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy, what, in relation to his father?
Let's see. What is that expression? I don't know. I can't remember what they said.
Favors? Takes after?
Yeah, takes after.
Would that necessarily mean, let's say if the boy, if the boy got his father's, some of his father's bad habits, what would they say? Would takes after cover that?
It takes up some of it, but if it's got some of the bad habits. My grandma used to call it some. You know, she got a name for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this expression, say if a woman has looked after 3 children until after they're grown up, you'd say she's, what, 3 children?
The mother?
Yeah, the mother has, what, 3 children, if she's looked after them until they're grown up.
Mother has 3 grown children.
What about, would you say she's raised or reared or?
Yeah, raised, really.
Raised 3 children. Say to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking, butt whipping, whipping or something like that.
Which one's worse?
Butt whipping.
Worse than spanking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last year, somebody might say to him, my, you sure have
grown.
Yeah. Or last year you sure a lot.
Huh?
Last year you sure a lot.
Short? What are you talking about?
Just kind of, just fill in that blank that I'm leaving there.